and how it can be acquired. It is very important that these lectures remain closed for this series. Quite a number of people have been seeking admission, and we have been instrumental in their being refused because of the nature of these lectures. We have admitted on special occasions a few of your friends, but even this should not be encouraged. It is necessary that you take note of what I am saying, and I will deal with it further on in the lecture. The reason why is very important to us at this time. The spiritual forces are building up a certain power substance that can be transported to any part of the world through ether. And they are taking this power substance from the atmosphere around you while these lectures are proceeding. There is great work being done in your midst, of which you are mostly unaware of, although you are taking a very active part in it. We also ask that you make every effort to attend, even if you have other engagements. You should remember that this work comes first. It is very important that we maintain the certain vibration that is necessary, because we have built up here an extraplasmic power. This power is sustained by your efforts. Each and every one of you have been selected. Don't think that you come here just because you come here. There are spiritual influences bearing upon you. And we find that as you come here each evening, you build up certain vibrations in the ectoplasmic substance that is a substance that is magnetic in its nature. It is a substance between the ethereal world in which we exist and the physical world in which you exist. It's a substance in between the two that we can use for material existing conditions within your world, as well as we use it to transport it across ether so that it can heal others, and not only that, but we have at the present time many spiritual beings who are trying to get in contact with some of the greatest of our leaders in the world today. And I tell you this, in your world and our world, we are trying to bring together these leaders so that we can manifest almost in their midst. At least we can, to a great extent, use this ectoplasmic substance that is gathered from this room so that we can make them hear us. The voice may be inaudible at first, but by our practice we are able to enter into their minds and bring them to a form of sin. This is very important at this time in your world condition. And it is very necessary, I say, that you make every effort to attend, because it is necessary that we obtain the proper substance to carry out our work. Don't think that you are different. Listening to a lecture, remember that we are using you people now scorn at us who lived 2,000 years ago when we worshiped the sun. But let me tell you, we did not worship the sun. We worshiped the life, and we knew that the life was in the sun as well as in ourselves. And we knew that this life was mediated to us from the sun. When our parents existed, when our spiritual parents existed, as your spiritual parents also existed. So do not misjudge when you read something about the ancient Magi, when they used to worship the sun. The sun was. The spiritual forces have taken control of these meetings for this series. And as the conditions of the world at present warrant it, and each night, one of the many ascended masters will address you, in some cases through telepathic communication. Many bands of spiritual workers are working in different parts of the world in conjunction with us here. Every one of you can become inspired, and it is for this purpose that you have been drawn here, not entirely by your own desire, but by those who love you and are near to you in spirit. You should cultivate the gift of inspiration, for it is the utmost importance. It is the pathway of all true knowledge, and the great people of the world have used it. Without it, the scientist could not reach that which he could not see at the moment. The philosopher uses inspiration to reveal the truth to others, and as a true guide to him or herself. The great mystics of the world were in touch with the higher spiritual forces through the channel of inspiration. The great Master Jesus, whom we reverence just as much as you do on earth, was the greatest exponent of the inspirational expression. It is the gateway to the unexplored regions of the universe, and it is the avenue through which all that is not yet known will come. Inspiration means that you open yourself to the great spiritual forces, that you aspire. And as you aspire, you begin to assimilate. And when you begin to assimilate, then you begin to express what you assimilate. But inspiration comes through telepathic communication to a great extent from those around you. Inspiration can also be obtained through elevating your mind. Elevating your mind to spiritual things. Prayer is a form of inspiration. You open yourselves to inspiration when you pray deeply. What I mean, pray deeply, is when you begin to know what you are praying to. If you are unaware of the fact that you are the living expression of the Almighty, and He created you for the purpose through which He Himself can manifest Himself, if you are unaware of that, then your prayers do not bring you true inspiration. True inspiration is brought to you through and mighty powers of the universe. To become aware of this enables you to manifest that power and to establish it in yourself. Inspiration comes through the understanding that the infinite life is in yourself. And as you open yourself to the whole of that life, it begins to reveal its secrets to you. At first, many thoughts will come into your mind, some of these from the atmosphere around you, thoughts that are seeking an expression in action. But you should be selective in your acceptance until you gain experience in separating that which is true from that which is not true. Perhaps I have put this in too few words for you to understand fully at once. Yet only by your own experience will you learn, not by what I can tell you. A mite of experience is worth a great deal of teaching. At the same time, I will make this more clear to you. Separating the true from the false. How then can you know that which is true and that which is false? Anything that separates man from man is a falsehood. Anything that separates one human being from another is a lie. There are many beliefs in the world and many types of people and many races. But it's the one life that is in them all. And that one life exists eternally and is expressing itself through the individualized creation which itself created for the purpose. It is ignorance that causes all the misery in the world through beliefs. We were called the sun worshippers. You, many of you, are called Christians. Some of you are born Jewish. Some of you maybe have attended the Catholic Church. Others are the Protestant. And other denominations. And you all have your different beliefs that separate you from one another. But now, thank God, that you are separated no longer. You are one complete family, used by the spiritual forces to help the whole world so that we can unite and bring together certain forces that can bring peace to the world. You, then, in your understanding, let all beliefs that separate man from man is a lie. If you can realize that, then, you will see what is false, and you will know what is true. There are certain forms of inspiration, and we'll discuss them briefly. In the first place, we can be inspired by others in our midst, by their courage, action, and words, and when we think of them, we can be inspired by their thoughts. This is more or less common to you in your plane of action, and more so than you imagine. You are to a great extent influenced by people around you. A man who makes a success in the world, you look to him. You admire him. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you would like to have his characteristics, or you would like to have his money, or you would like to have his position. You aspire to these things. That is a form of inspiration that takes place in your own plane of existence because it deals with the material. But if you will remember that the material is but the expression of a spiritual, and the spiritual is the foundation of all physical matter and physical exertion of any kind, the spirit who is inhabiting the body may be ignorant of the fact, but he may have a will and a power whereby he can, with driving force, he can force himself above his fellow men. But then he has a great responsibility. It is not success that is measured by what you can give. Is true inspiration upon this plane or any other plane. True inspiration is by understanding that spirit alone has power to create, and when that power becomes aware, the spirit then becomes the spirit indeed. Power becomes magnificent, the driving force. The Magi used it 2,000 years ago, so they use it today. The same power just exists as it did 2,000 years ago. Opinions have a suggestive influence upon you. That is why you should be more selective in your acceptance of what others say. Reflective consideration should be negative, a sort of doorkeeper to scrutinize words or sayings that are ready made and suitably quoted to appeal to your desires and cravings. In this way, groups, parties and nations that should be friends are turned into enemies because of the lack of truth. It is spiritual knowledge that will see the world, and this is our path to help you, to help yourselves, and to help others, and those others will help others. Do you know that we are on the brink of a cataclysm? Do you know that spiritual forces are using all their influences to bring about a better understanding? We know perfectly well, as we have studied in the past, incidentally, the Greeks of Alexandria told you last week of the influence of the planet affecting the earth. That is perfectly true. The sun is the center of this universe of ours, because we live in it just as well as you live in it. Plus, you think you're the only living beings on it. Very often it looks like it. But I assure you, you are not. The sun is the center of this universe of ours. From this sun, then, was created the planets which surround the sun. Each planet having a certain vibration, created for a specific purpose by the great artificer of the universe, knowing exactly what they were doing. each and every planet moves perfectly in rhythm. Every planet will be at its proper place, yes, 2,000 years from now, and you could calculate where its position would be if you knew how to do it. It was the ancients that knew, the Magi, who were past masters in the art of delineation of the influence of a planet. And it wasn't a star that was in the heavens that was seen when Jesus was born, but it was a particular formation of the planets when they appeared in the sign of Pisces, shortly after the sun had left Capricorn. The influences of these planets knew perfectly well because they could measure round 360 degrees of the zodiac. We can measure what an influence would be. We could tell you what town, what place, what country that influence would bear upon. So expert were we in the delineation. This wisdom and knowledge was not only acquired by diligent study at that time, but it was acquired through communication with higher spiritual forces who give us the information or give us the keys so that we could work out these things for ourselves. Every planet has a certain vibration. Mars has a vibration of expansion, destruction, fire. Saturn has a vibration of cohesiveness, closing in, consolidation. These two planets are opposing each other. There is one, an expansion, and the one other is a consolidating influence. According to the position that these planets are in, they create a vibration of breaking up. One is closing in and the other is expanding. These are brought about for the perfect thing to influence the mind of man. Because only through these influences can your mind be affected. And when you feel those influences, you know perfectly well that they are established for your own benefit, your own evolution. And then, when you understand these influences, you know what they are, you will raise above them, because the Spirit is all power. But you understand them, and you know the reason why. Can the world today yet rise above those influences that affect his mind, or the mind of the people for a specific purpose? Can the consciousness of mankind really raise sufficiently to see beyond and yet grasp the wonderful truth of the great creative spirit that exists in each one of you? Think it out for yourself. There is also a form of inspiration where we can open ourselves to that inward spirit and will reveal to us a truth that I have told you this evening, that the one life, the one God, is expressing itself and himself in everyone. A cause begun continually sets up secondary causes and effects that influence all over the world. It will come to pass in not too far distant future that anyone who does not understand spiritual work, inspired with high ideals, will not be allowed to hold any public or important position in the life of the community. For only by those who are so gifted can there be true inspiration for all. There is also a form of inspiration where the mind of the individual is elevated, that it can attract thoughts from higher spiritual planes, and many of these thoughts have not yet been expressed in your physical plane. These thoughts are waiting to find a channel through which they can be expressed. When you are listening to these lectures, your mind is in such a state to attract these wonderful thoughts. Many of you will have experience of thoughts that seem too mighty and grand, that it only stayed with you for a moment. This is because you did not sustain your vibration on that level long enough to make this thought your own. There are times when you are meditating. There are times now when you feel this tremendous force, that power that is manifesting all the time. There is then a feeling when you are sitting here that you get a glimpse of the most glorious thing that you ever could imagine. Yet, you cannot sustain it long enough. There are times in your own home when you are quiet. You may be reading a book of truth, reading one of those lectures. Then, the moment, the thought is so mighty. So mighty is the thought that it envelops you completely. For a moment, you're spellbound. You've grasped infinity. Only for a moment, dies away. Nevertheless, even if it has died away, it has left something that will support you throughout the terror. There are also groups of holy ones. What I mean by holy ones is not a form of sanctimonious piety in adoration of one's own goodness. There are those who, Paul said, were asleep in Christ, but had not yet awakened. It is those who have awakened in the Christ consciousness that are dealing in our realm, and will be in your realm also when you are truly inspired. Take the mote out of your own eye before you can see how to take the beam out of your brother's eye. These holy ones are ones who have left the earth like ourselves. I am talking to you now, here, and I am just as I was then, except that I know more, as you will know more also. I tell you, there is no death. These groups of souls, once men and women in the physical plane, meet together for the purpose of directing the spiritual power, wisdom and love and knowledge mediated from a higher plane to them. This is then passed on to the individual on earth, sometimes through an intermediary that overshadows the individual to prepare for this work. It has taken a lifetime to prepare this instrument, also well up in years. He's kept young by the spiritual forces around him. He's inspired people, and he does, where he must go, what he must say, of course, does not continue 24 hours of the day. But at all times he is healing and teaching, he is under the power of the Spirit. This form of inspiration is called telepathic inspiration, and sometimes it is transfiguration. That is a more impressive state, a state where the impressions are more defined, where the overshadowing master or ascended master has taken to a great extent more control of the mind and can see through the mind of the individual. It is not a form of what we call deep trance control where the body is given over. That is not the case. The cause of the individual, the cause of this instrument I am using, the brother who uses this body, is able also to leave it at will. This is departure, yet we use the mind. We can sustain it, and he is linked into it by a form of thread, an ectoplasmic thread, as you like to call it. And he can, if he wishes, push us out any moment. We have no control over the body or the brain. It is by his will, his cooperation, and our cooperation that these lectures are being given to you. Great and mighty beings higher than we have detailed us, work through our beloved brother here, and it is from these higher beings this knowledge is being mediated. Yet these mighty beings were once inhabitants of a physical plane, but are now so advanced that they merge in with the cosmic ray and control and direct them in accordance with the decrees of even higher beings of the cosmos. If you can grasp what we are saying, not that you can fully understand all yet, this will be your progress in the cosmos to open up to this inspiration, so that this power, love, and wisdom will raise your consciousness to the higher level. Life pours forth from the great fountain through great beings of the cosmos. They're responsible for the organization of suns and planets. This power is mediated to other beings to such time as it becomes sufficiently transformed in its nature so that it can inhabit a body on the physical plane. It is the same life that left the source of its own power our own fountainhead, it's the same life. The only difference is the degree of that life that exists now in the physical. It's the same life, the same consciousness. That is why that this power is mediated. This power is transformed through the various stages or what we will say, ethereal layers in which the universe is built from. To say that life does not exist in our sun or in any other sun is to deny the presence of the infinite life. There's the same life in you and in us that exists in the sun angel. The only difference is the degree and the power of that life. In your own world, you have transformers that reduce the power through various transformers that leave the generating station. So that when it reaches you, you can use it. But it's the same power. The only difference is in the degree of that power. Our intermediary planes, ether is of different density, in the various planes, these planes are the transformers of this life power, which is reduced in its intensity. If the life as it is that leaves the sun would then enter into your bodies, they would fly apart. The atomic rate of your bodies would not be suitable or could not absorb the energy of that love. Therefore, it would raise your body so high that it would disappear into ether. The consolidated form of the body would no longer exist. The infinite life is mediated through the beings on these planes until it reaches you, suitable for you as an individualized spirit of life to live where you are. When you leave your earthly body, you have a greater expansion of that same life. You have more power, more love, more wisdom, more of everything, and you will help those you love, inspiring them in their work on earth, just as you were inspired and helped, but did not know it, when you contemplated or raised your consciousness so that you could be helped. As you open yourself to the wholeness of spirit, by becoming aware that you are spirit, and trying to be different from the totality of all spirit or infinite life, this may be a more exquisite way of expressing what I mean. This spirit then being yourself, your livingness, your consciousness, your reality, you desire communion between the inner and the outer. You desire that the inner shall express itself in the outer. And each of you aspire to this, you open the channel from the inner to the outer, so that that which is within, the all-powerful, intelligent life will begin to express itself through the instrument it created for that purpose. Christ spoke through Jesus. You all believe this, yet you cannot reconcile the fact that the same power is manifesting now here in your midst. It seems too big, too far off to you. It could happen 2,000 years ago, but it's impossible for it to happen now, you think. But it is the same Christ that is living now as it was then, the same Christ that is living in us all. He is the only begotten Son of God, the Christ that lives in every living soul. Master said, he who does the will of my Father is my mother, my sister, my brother. And in other words, he who will open himself to this same power that I express will do likewise, and greater things shall he do. It is the one life, infinite life mediated as the Christ life in mankind. To understand this and realize it and aspire to it brings true inspiration. Jesus, as I knew him, was not a man of sorrow. He was a man that was happy and joyful. He felt the power of the Spirit. As a boy, he inherited from his mother a tremendous spiritual power. As he and many other people were created for a specific purpose, so was he created for a specific purpose. To ask his beloved brother after I have gone, what was told to him in the Himalayas. And was a man of joyful laughter, a powerful individual. He was piercing in his remarks, denounced the stupidity of the ignorant who believed in death. He feared no one. He was above reproach. He could not be bribed. He was a man like yourself, manifesting the Christ Spirit. This is the power sought by all adepts, and Master Jesus manifests the same power. I and the Father are one. The method of communication we are using now is to impress you more deeply in regard to what is said. Also, our beloved brother here is being used by us. He himself acquired the role of adjective when he adjourned in the Himalayas. Not that he could not advance through his ordinary experiences to make him worthy of being selected for this work, but the spiritual forces can more easily make contact through those who live in that atmosphere of daily reverence to the eternal, away from the turmoil of world affairs. When some of his experiences are already related to you, we will in the near future inspire him to write a book on his experiences for world distribution, so that all shall be able to read the truth of such things. It is not difficult for us to appear, come here, and speak to you. But it would be utterly impossible for us to speak to you in the town hall filled there with a motley crowd of people, some ignorant of the truth completely, others have a little of the truth, and some perhaps, no truth. For we could not speak to such a crowd for the simple reason that the vibrations would not allow us. Do you know that your vibrations have been risen? You raise your vibrations, they are risen when you come into this room. When you sat in this room this evening, before this lecture commenced, you felt the power moving through you. Some of you perhaps did not, but most of you did. That was preparation. I wish that you could see what is around. When you desire inspiration, desire the highest, the best, and no matter what channel it comes through, there is always an eternal unity at the root. No matter what method you use, ask God the Father, and you will find inspiration of source the eternal ever present. This inspiration does not come through a negative form of meditation, but through an active form of meditation that is ever active, yet it is practiced as. Consciousness must be one-pointed and not wandering. The consciousness is the point through which all knowledge will come, and the consciousness can grasp it when it is poised. When it is poised. Do you know what poised consciousness means? Consciousness is running in poise. There's nothing mysterious about it. You're all capable of doing it. Fact is, you have never really tried. You must not put your dependence upon any individual. Depend on the Almighty alone. We can help you more when you do this than if you put your dependence upon us. For we are but the channel through which the infinite life is mediated to you. We can influence you and others on your behalf. We can apply the healing power, which we do, to all who come for treatment or ask for help. We are by no means idling our time away by singing hymns and playing harps. Universe is an infinite organization with a perfect scheme and operation. And we are fulfilling our part just as you are fulfilling yours. And through your experiences you learn. No matter in which capacity you are engaged, you are in your right place for the moment. When the time comes, you will be taken out of it. You are just as important as God, and perhaps more so than many others who are ignorant of this truth. You must not rebel against your circumstances and conditions. If you do, you will still maintain them. What happens to you, you create a certain vibration around you. When by rebelling, then you do not rebel the vibration, but you increase the intensity of it. If you can understand what I mean now, you'll be able to accept those conditions and raise your consciousness beyond them. Then you will bring into operation. You will be ready for the next step. As long as you rebel against your condition, you will not be ready. Jesus said, you resist not evil. You think that your desire for action is all your own. But it is not so. The only thing that hinders you is when you mistake the shadow for the substance. What for what's sake, not so much what you can get out of it from the material side. Work, or the love of working. In this way, your inspiration will increase. Even your work is sometimes tiresome to you. There is a power when you are ready, and it will put you in another place, only to gain more experience. Earthly desires are your own. See that they do not overshadow the real. If you believe you have received, so shall you have. Yes, many of you, a lot of you want. It is not wrong to want things. We all did when we lived upon earth, and everyone will do so. There's no getting away from the fact. That's the truth. And it's good that you should want things, too, because it gives you the incentive to gain more experience in this world. But in a certain way, that when you do one thing, how to get them is not to be continually wanting them with a mind in that state of want. The mind must be in a state of plenty to attract plenty. You must believe you have received, and you shall have. When you desire anything, it is created in the spiritual place. You think in God, as God thinks in you. You think in spirit. Remember that you create in spirit. Don't destroy your creation by stupidity, lack of understanding of the law. Also remember, do not mistake the sun.
substance for the shadow, or the shadow for the substance.
This reveals to you the fact that there is an active and passive phase of the universal mind, otherwise a non-self-conscious life which responds to the self-conscious life, approaches and produces the visible universe by acting upon the invisible. The intelligent molding the substance into form, which leads to us to the inevitable conclusion that the visible existing universe in which you live and in which we live is the same universe and substance. The only difference is the vibration of that substance. To us there is also a visible substance, a soul invisible to you. It is to us just as solid as your world is to you. The only difference is that the vibrations are higher. Our movements are accordingly increased. Nevertheless, we are the same beings that existed upon earth. This is all the direct result of the infinite conscious life acting through his unbounded sea of manifest. Yes, we do not know everything, but we know a great deal more than you do. We cannot answer every question, but we can reason with you and show you the ultimate. We can't tell you what God is. We will make you understand that he lives in you and is the only living being. We can tell your mind in the direction it should go. We can give you courage and strength. We can make you fearless, even of death itself. When the secrets of matter are grasped by all, that matter is like a number of rooms with nothing in them. Nevertheless, in these rooms are moving particles of energy revolving round the room at a colossal speed. For example, watch a fly fly around the room. Then you can grasp what these particles of energy are like. Except they are invisible to the eye and revolve at millions of times the speed of a fly. It is these particles of energy that support the room in which you move. The walls are the circumference of the area of whirlpool, which the particles create. That is why we can see you, but you cannot see us, unless under certain circumstances